$3.58 a gallon.
Blog Talk Radio.
My plan to fix a veteran's health program scandalized by long patient wait times and falsified records. The bill is expected to authorize billions in emergency spending to lease 27 new clinics, hire more doctors and nurses, and make it easier for veterans who can't get prompt appointments with VA doctors to obtain outside care. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Hi, this is Brad Luce.
And I'm Gary Scheib, inviting you to join us for exclusive radio coverage of the 2014 Albert Lea Appliance Cup right here on Alternative Talk 1150. We're celebrating 65 years of hydroplane racing, and this year's Seafair Weekend Finale is going to be a good one. Live coverage begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday, August 3rd. So whether you'll be out on the log boom, taking it all in from the shore, or just hanging out at home, Alternative Talk 1150 is the place to be for hydroplane racing at 1150 a.m. and streaming online at 1150kknw.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see some pretty toasty conditions out there today. High temperatures actually hovering around the mid-80s, maybe creeping up to about 87 or 88 for the highs today. Plenty of sunshine to go around. For tonight, a few high passing clouds and low temperatures dropping down to about 60. For Tuesday and pretty much the rest of the week, we'll see mostly sunny skies and high temperatures hovering in the mid-80s. Going to be a great week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9 Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
To the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're so thrilled all of you are able to join us here today. We've got a fabulous, fabulous hour of talk radio, and then Laura Longley will kick it off with you. This show is a show that I love doing. I get to hang out with Dr. Dane here and Gary Douglas of Access Consciousness. Today's topic is the brilliance, but before we jump into that, I do want to say hello to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Yeah, good day, Pat. How are you?
You have a good weekend?
I did. A lot of R&R. Needed it.
A lot of R&R is right.
Heck yeah.
You know what? I went to see that movie, Lucy.
Oh, how was it?
I loved it.
Good.
I really did.
I've been reading great things about it.
It's great things about it, but you know what? I have to tell you, you know what? First of all, Scarlett Johansson movie.
She's okay. Not a bad looker.
Not a bad looker.
Yeah,
but
she's
here's
okay.
What's interesting about the movie. He got very... I mean, they really did this well. I mean, they convinced you that she was real, and she did, that she was really on a journey. That's why I'm sharing this, because of today's show with Gary and Dr. Dane. You know, she convinced you through her acting that she really was on this journey to move beyond the traditional 10% of using our brains. And she moved into this state of what I think was really clear to a lot of people, awareness. Now, I'm not going to share the whole thing with you because I don't want to give it away. But for most of the movie, Benny, unlike a lot of movies she's in, you got to see mostly her head. Because I think that's what they wanted you to understand.
I agree.
Yeah. And it was very interesting, and I thought really well done. And myself and a friend of mine were actually going to be blogging about it. And so it was important to kind of, you know, what do the trailers say? And then what is the movie really about? And, you know, when you watch the trailers, you know, you get this idea from their perspective that this is all about a lot of guns, a lot of shooting, a lot of this and a lot of that. And honestly, you know, they're in it, but that wasn't it. And so I hope you do get to go see it. I mean, I thought it was fascinating. And, of course, you know, she and Morgan Freeman in the movie just fabulous.
Yeah, and fabulous. Of course, who wouldn't want to use more than 10% of their brain? I certainly would.
I'm going to have to ask Dr. Dane and Gary about that. You know, like, I don't know. I don't know if we ever want to do anything 10% in our lives.
Heck no.
Yet, here we are. We're just, like, crazy.
Crazy. Did I lose you, Pat? Ah. She's dialing in here. Gentlemen, let's bring you into the conversation. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
That's cool.
We definitely like more than 10% plan, let me think.
Exactly.
Exactly. We were over here only using 10% of our brain because we were listening, but now we've revved it up to at least 13, maybe more.
That's what I like
I'm
to hear.
Saying. Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, science tells us we only use 10% of our brain, and you're like, okay, then what's the other 90% doing? And it's kind of interesting because I haven't seen the movie, but I've heard a lot of people who have who go, yes, that's what we need. That's what we need to talk about.
So, I mean, that's actually part of what we're trying to help accomplish here by all the stuff we do, because we're trying to take away all the common drama, upset, and intrigue and the crazy stuff so greater possibilities becomes a reality. And that's our universe. We want to be able to use a whole lot more of our capacities to create a whole lot more that's greater. Right now, people are, like, content with being unhappy for the most part. Because, you know, it's like, how many times have they told you that you can't know how happy you are unless you're unhappy? I personally don't believe that.
And I'm with you on that one. And I got to tell you, the people who focus, we know so many people in all of our lives that primarily look to the unhappiness before anything, and they don't ever get to the happiness. It's this amazing thing where the unhappiness is so heavy. It's like, how can you ever get to the lightness of the happiness if you're dwelling on that all the time at all?
Yeah, well, it doesn't really work. I mean, yesterday I flew into L.A. to come to Santa Barbara because I'm going to ride in a parade here on my Stallion Death album. And so I wanted to get in there early because I was going to see some friends last night. So I'm landing in L.A. and I get a text message saying that my flight has been canceled and that I have to go to the guy to tell me what's going to happen. So they tell me they're going to get me on a bus in an hour. And I go, Jesus, I'm not going to wait an hour. I'm going to go get a car. So I made a reservation for a car, and I went to get my luggage. And supposedly it was supposed to come out, and it didn't, and it didn't, and it didn't. And finally it came, and I got it. And they were about, 15 minutes away from the bus arriving. So I went out to get on the shuttle to go get a car, and three of them were full. An hour later, I was still waiting for a shuttle. I was really not happy. But I'd gotten so unhappy with the fact that they canceled my flight. So I'd gotten into this cranky mood. And it's funny how when you go to cranky, you get more cranky. And then everything turns out to assist you in being cranky.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a big old poo magnet.
Yeah, poo magnet, exactly. And it's like, and we don't get that's what we do most of the time. It's like when you're having a poo moment, you keep functioning as though the poo is all there is, and then I'm doing something different. And it's like, for me, I finally went, okay, you know what? I got to change this. This is not working well. This is just getting worse and worse. It's like everything I choose seems to be to go against what I'm choosing. And it was just crazy. But I got more of the crazy. So, Benny, we ever going to get Dr. Pat back?
Yeah, we got her back. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Yeah,
hey.
You know, what's interesting is, I love this conversation, is it's kind of like, yeah, if you want crazy, then act crazy, you get more crazy. And, you know, if you want scarcity, then be all about scarcity and, see how much more scarcity shows up in your life. You know, it's fascinating how this happens. You know, there's actually a term in the behavioral sciences for this. They actually did research on this, and they call it the self-fulfilling prophecy. And, you know, it's really fascinating when we think about this. You know, we have all of these things, even before movies came out about this, even before, you know, we had this idea that if you believe something, not just in yourself, but in another person, it has an effect. And yet, at the same time, we have all of this information around us, and yet we will choose to bring more limitedness in our lives than even we can even imagine by what we say and what we do. And I think that's why today's show on brilliance is so important, because I don't know, let me ask you guys, you know, are we capable in our day-to-day lives of transcending what's going on to really believe that brilliance is something we are?
Absolutely. And the other thing I would say about it is, I think what's been missing for most people is the tools to make it happen. You know, that's why Gary and I do what we do. So, because I think what happens for most people is most people around them are living lives of such little brilliance that it sort of is washed out of their worlds. And when they start to recognize that they can truly change things, when they can truly create the things they want to, that begets more of that and more of that, kind of like, you know, being cranky creates more cranky.
One of the things that, you know, I want to talk to you about is cranky does kind of bring more cranky. And, you know, I don't know about you, but haven't you ever been hanging out with some cranky people? And don't you then start to feel a little bit cranky despite, you know, like how many tools that you have in your bag of tricks? You know, it does take work at it at some level. So how, you know, what are we responsible for here in terms of choosing our lives and some of the decisions we make on a day-to-day basis?
Exactly. You know, it's like that, you know, the thing I was talking about, being cranky about my airline thing, and then it's like it screwed up the whole evening. It's like I did not get to go to that dinner with my friends because I wasn't willing to relax and go, okay, so what's really going to question? And that's one of the things that we always talk about is I got to go to question. Now, if I'd gone to question, I go, okay, so what's the easiest and best way for this to work? Might have had a whole different universe. Rather than, okay, I'm pissed at them, they canceled my price, so I'm going to get a car. Well, next time, I'll know better. Next time, I'll choose different.
Right. And you know, here's the thing. We do get a next time. We do get a next time. You know, I talked about this movie that I saw this weekend, which I thought was really quite amazing conceptually. And also thought about, okay, you know, what part of that am I going to believe? So here's the question I want to leave us with here before we go to break, and that is this. The whole thesis of the movie was that we don't have the ability on our own. You know, this is one of the things in the movie. We don't have the ability on our own to actually grasp on or activate more than 10% of our brain. However, this drug, which, you know, is a drug that comes from natural sources when babies are developed, this drug, though, if we take it intensively, according to the movie, creates the ability to move to all levels of full actualization. And how often do we think a pill, potion, lotion, or somebody else is going to be able to elevate us to the place we want to go? When we come back, we'll be talking with Gary Douglas, Dr. Dane here, about that and what they mean by brilliance. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe.
Upcoming guests for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Monday, 10 a.m., Access Consciousness with co-host Dr. Dane here and Gary Douglas, The Gift of Brilliance. Tuesday, 10 and 11 a.m., Serena Dyer, daughter of Dr. Wayne Dyer and author of Don't Die With Your Music Still In You, talks about growing up with spiritual parents. Reverend Tabidi, CEO of ThePower.com, Executive Director of ThePower.org, and is best known as the inventor of the Personal Time Map System. Wednesday, 10 and 11 a.m., Galeos Cafe All-Purpose Dressings and Marinades, Galeos Miso Dressing. Paramahansa Jagadish, Worldwide Prayer Project, 3 minutes a day to change the world. Thursday, 10 and 11 a.m. Make the spiritual connection with co-host Jennifer Farmer. Unleash the psychic within. Spiritual life coach Ari McIntyre.
Stay tuned and call in during the show, 1-800-930-2819. For more information, visit thedrpatshow.com.
And make sure to like and follow The Dr. Pat Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goal. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on August 6th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate, 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
And I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm trembling on. Don't think twice, it's all. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe.
Hey, everybody. For those of you out there, you want to find out more about Dr. Dane here and Gary Douglas of Access Consciousness. You know, these are the folks that travel all over the world, and they provide people with learning opportunities, learning about some of the most incredible and powerful tools you can learn about that will, you know, aid you in creating a life that you want. You know, where you can pick different possibilities, see different possibilities. Empowerment is what they are about. You know, they have the essence of core of their teaching lies in transformation of consciousness. And that is what Access Consciousness briefly is about. You know, how can you learn some tools so that you can fully step in to the brilliance that you were born in this world to have and be. And so today we get to talk about brilliance. We get to talk about, you know, the gift of it and how often we are able to access that so that we can have the things and be what we choose to be in life. And so I would love for each of you to talk a little bit about what brilliance means. And what it means in the day and age we live in now. And I love asking that question about the day and age we live in now, because somebody reminded me, if you can believe this, somebody reminded me that it wasn't too long ago, actually in my lifetime, that we had dial-up phones, literally where you dial. And, you know, when people say, okay, dial now, you know, there are generations of people that do not even have a clue about what you're talking about where dial came from. So I would love to hear from each of you about brilliance and about the day and age we live in and how to accomplish that.
Okay, so I'll go first, since I'm the old man.
Yeah.
Brilliance to me is that place where instead of coming to conclusion, you come to a question. It's like when you start to function from the question. Like yesterday when I got stuck in L.A., it's like I didn't go to question, I went to conclusion. When you go to conclusion, no awareness can come into your, you know, awareness except about the conclusion you've already made. So I really needed to be in question. And when I finally got smart and started going to question, everything started to work beautifully. But prior to that, it was working really badly because I was not really in question at all. I was in total conclusion and total judgment and total computation, and it was really not a good place to be. Brilliance occurs when you go to question. Brilliance also occurs when you're willing to look at what other people cannot see. You know, and it's like, and I want to invite everybody. We have, I'm doing a Google Hangout with Steve and Chukwisa Bowman called Benevolent Capitalism.
Uh-huh.
I know any of you who are good can find that stuff, but I can't. But Benevolent Capitalism, and it's about how if we look at capitalism not for the rightness or wrongness of it, but for how we could do it in a greater way so we create more future, I think a whole lot of things would change. So when you start to look from a different direction, you start to look at what other people can't see, it's like you start to create instead of destroy. And that's one of the things I think people have to get to is to recognize the brilliance in them.
I definitely concur with that. When you actually start to get the brilliance of you, that changes your whole world. You stop. I think part of what that entails is no longer letting the sort of heavy, small, limited points of view that most people seem to walk around with as though they're
right.
their daily bread. You no longer let them sort of overtake your life, and you no longer let them overtake your point of view in different areas. I would say brilliance is the awareness that there's always something greater that you can create that's possible that goes beyond what other people are willing to see. And this thing that Gary's talking about, you can go to accessconsciousness.com and search on Gary Douglas or Stephen or Chutissa Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, and or Benevolent Capitalism. All of those will get you there. And it's a free thing that they're doing. But all three of them have this amazingly different perspective on the brilliance that can be created through business and with money, for example, that is sort of changing people's lives around the world.
Well, you know, I love that we're talking about this, and I love that we're talking about money with regard to this, because you know there are points of view, as you would say, right? There are points of view where people look at money as the root of all evil. Just saying the word capitalism makes some people crazy, right? Because there is this idea about it, and yet it doesn't matter how far back in time you go. You know, we can point to people that have earned money, large, phenomenal amounts of money, and have done great things in the world. And that is what I think I'm hearing you say, is that we get to choose how brilliance can show up in our lives and not call into being the evilness of something, but look at the gift of it.
Yeah.
And the gift that it be in our hands different than it can be in somebody else's hands. With our different awareness, our different perspective that in a sense transcends the limitation that people have been taught to buy as though it's our only choice. It's like, no, that's not our only choice. There is a choice that involves our brilliance here. What is it?
And from my perspective, brilliance is the difference that you personally are. I mean, you, Pat, are brilliant and ways other people are not. It's like Dane is brilliant in the things he does. And it's like that brilliance is the gift that we all bring to the world. And if people start to function from the brilliance of them and the gift that they bring, it's like a whole different world could open up for all of us. And that's what I'd like to see people choose, is that kind of brilliance, because that kind of brilliance is what's going to create a viable world in which we have a constantly expanding possibility instead of a dying planet.
Mm. You know, I think that there's a conversation that I was having over the weekend, and again, regarding this movie, and, you know, one of the things that came up is, you know, how fear injects itself, when we allow it to inject itself, that cuts off all possible thinking, all possible awareness, rather, around how to create something that would shine in the world. And layers and layers and layers and layers of fear. You know, I was in a conversation this weekend, and honestly, I thought I counted the number of times that, you know, the folks I was with used the word but. You know, B-U-T, but, or B-U-T-T, whatever you want to call it, but. And I thought, oh, my God, my head is going to explode right now. I just thought, I was sitting there thinking, someone would say something, and the other person would go, wow, you know, but this is... And I thought, this is what it means, and this is how it feels, to be on a little hamster wheel and just keep going round and round and round with the same idea, the same level of awareness we've had all of our lives. And I was just really aware of that. What would you say to folks today, you know, that are listening to the show that may not even know that, you know, they're on this wheel of limitation in looking at brilliance? Gary?
Personally, what I would say is, you know what? It's like if you had a choice, if you had all choices available to you, what choice could you make that you haven't ever made that would create a different possibility? And it's like literally living that question of, what choice do I have that I'm not choosing? Because the reality is, all of us have choice. We just kind of have a tendency not to recognize it or not to acknowledge it or not to do it. What would happen if we actually chose to have it instead of pretending there was something wrong with it?
I wanted to talk about the idea of transformation and brilliance and what you talked about, because clearly you were talking about benevolent capitalism, you know, something that, you know, that is, that you're involved in, something that, you know, most people think, okay, is that even, is that like an oxymoron? Is that, I mean, is that even like true? Benevolent capitalism, is that even true? And I'm asking that question because, you know, there is a place that we, I think, have to go, and maybe you can talk about it, so that we can clearly even be open to that idea, right?
Exactly, and part of that is recognizing that it's our point of view about whether it's bad or good that creates the problem, not the capitalism. And it's like I mentioned in the first show, it's like, you know, when they first did when they first did railroad, it's like there were a lot of things that they were trying to do, but the main thing is they were trying to move people across, you know, big spaces fast. And it's like what went along with it is a whole lot of jobs and a whole lot of possibility and a whole lot of new ideas and a whole lot of new innovation. And it's like those are the creative energies that capitalism can have. And then you can look at the destructive ones if you want. But somewhere in there, we've got to come to the awareness of how the gift that capitalism is the willingness to create something different than what most people are willing to have.
I love it. One of the things that I love doing is talking with both of you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, are we born this way? You know, is brilliance something that we inherently have, or do we have to kick it up a few times in life to get it? And then as we're talking today, how about our judgment? You know, there are many, many things that, you know, we bring into being. And that I will limit what we are seeing in the world and creating for ourselves, or will catapult us to a new level of awareness that will open the doors of infinite possibilities. We'll be right back.
Or capital H-I-N. Put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
Are
Marty Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Marty has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. It's really great to have you all here joining us today. I love talking to, you know, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. And if you want to find out about them and what they're up to, you can go to accessconsciousness.com, accessconsciousness.com. A lot of information there, a lot of things for you to get. If you go just, you know, and you look at accessconsciousness.com and check it out. There are places where you can sign up, be part of everything that they're about, and say yes to transforming your life, because that's the way things work. You know, it's really interesting. You know, I was sharing during the break something with both of you, and I thanked you guys like a million times already, but it's really fascinating to me how we can learn some things that seem quite simple, you know, almost to the point where they're so simple, and I'm talking about even asking the question, what else is possible here, that we resist the beauty and the simplicity, yet the epicness of it, and don't really apply them. And so we then cut off our brilliance. And that's what I want to talk with you about. You know, I asked the question before the break, you know, is brilliance something that we're born with, or is this something we can grow into? And I think that's the question. because we hold a handful of people up on the brilliant scale, and then we look at ourselves like, oh, we are less than that. So where are we with that?
I think you're right. I think, you know, we do that, holding other people up, and we end up not. I think the difficulty is we haven't been taught to look for the brilliance of us in our lives. It's like, you know, from the time you're in school, and the other thing is that anybody who truly stands out is ostracized from the time they're really young. You know, there will be certain people who look up to you and certain people who hate you, and, you know, there are a lot of kids that you talk to them and you find out they're smarter than most of their teachers. And, you know, so there's not this place where brilliance comes easy or where it's ever been acknowledged or invited. And I think what we have to start looking at is, okay, what is different about me that I've never acknowledged? And, and what's brilliant about me that I've never even considered could exist? And if we started tapping into that, if we started just asking those questions, you know, if you just ask that once a day, hey, what's brilliant about me that I've never acknowledged? And then go throughout your day. You start finding out that you are aware of things that other people aren't aware of. You have a different perspective on the world that will create a different possibility. And I think that's what we really require.
Yeah. Gary, how about you?
Well, I agree with that totally. I know that being, you know, it's like, talk about your nephew, Steve, when, you know, he went to that new school. Because that was really amazing, a perfect example of it.
Yeah, well, when he was young in kindergarten and first grade, he was the apple of each teacher's eye. You know, had two different teachers, and they would let him ask questions, and he was shining and thriving. He went to a different school the following year to go to second grade, and he was coming home depressed and unhappy. This kid's shoulders were slumping at 8 years old, and it was because he wasn't allowed to ask questions, because this truly is a brilliant kid. He is so smart, it, like, singes your earlobes, you know? He's just one of those guys who knows everything about everything, he's just got a level of intelligence that is phenomenal and an inquisitiveness that is amazing. And so I said to my sister, I said, look, find him a private school, because in a private school, you can demand that they treat your child differently because you're paying for it. And she went, okay. And she ended up finding him a school that was literally two blocks from her house. And he went there one day. Now, he had been in this other school a month, and my sister was fearful because he was becoming depressed. And he went to this other school one day, and he came home, and he was this bright, shiny child again. And he's like, Mom, every question I asked, the teacher said, oh, my gosh, what a brilliant question. And then she wanted to know what other questions I had. And she said that I could be one of these people that's like the one who helps the other kids. And, I mean, his brilliance was finally being acknowledged. And I said, look, you get him in that school tomorrow. She said, yeah, but I can't afford it. I said, this is not about you. I said, this is between me and him, and you can't tell me not to pay for this. I'm like, because I could see the future that would be created in his life if he actually had his brilliance acknowledged, and he has been thriving ever since. It's phenomenal. And she just sent me a picture the other day on the set of his first short movie. And I'm like, wow. And here he is. He's, what, going on 13 now. So
wow.
With that brilliance being acknowledged, there's nothing we can't do. Just wish there were more people who are willing to be that way, rather than looking at, oh, if I acknowledge brilliance in you, then it's somehow a diminishment of me, because it's not.
Yeah,
I think that's a brilliant thing, you know, that we have to look at. It's like we have to acknowledge the brilliance in others when we see it. Because I see people who are brilliant at things, at certain things. They're not brilliant at everything. But they're brilliant at something. If you acknowledge somebody for the brilliance of what they do, accomplish and do, it's like it's amazing to watch them grow and expand and do better at everything.
Well, you know, it's interesting in how we define brilliance in our society. It really talks back to the issue of, you know, I love that you said recognizing the brilliance in others. I mean, if we did nothing else on this planet but walked around recognizing the brilliance of others, this would be a very different world. We wouldn't be worrying whether the stock market was up by 15, down by 15, and what that actually meant, you know, and conceive a whole perspective on things like that. You know, it's really interesting you're talking about this. And when I was in high school, I was given an assignment to in literature class or something, I don't know, was some poetry assignment that I was given, really not my forte. And so at the time, I loved the song. I loved Bob Dylan at the time. And we were asked to bring in a poem. Now, clearly, they wanted us to pick a poem, probably from, you know, somebody that they thought wrote books on poetry. But I took Bob Dylan, and I brought in the lyrics to Positively 4th Street. And I got a D in the class for that. And I remember my stepmom being really furious about it and went back to the principal and had to kind of fight, you know, to recognize, well, okay, now fast forward to where we are, and I don't think there's a person on the planet that would disagree about, you know, some of the lyrics Bob Dylan wrote. But that is just, you know, for me, I remember that when you were talking about, you know, the story, the school story. So often in schools, we are really, really, really the people that crush creativity of so many young people. And I was just really struck by that. So do we even know in our school systems how to promote brilliance?
It's never something people promote pretty much anywhere. But all I can say is how brilliant your stepmom was to go to battle for you.
She was a fighter.
Yeah, she knew. Yeah. But it's like, what a gift. And it's like, you know, and those are the those moments when people do that kind of stuff for us are the things that give us certainty of the goodness of ourselves and the possibility we can actually create. And it's like, you know what? That's the way it should be.
Yes.
What are the consequences? And this is really one of these questions I love to ask. What are the consequences for each of us? What are the consequences if we refuse, to take a sneak peek at the possibility of brilliance for ourselves?
Well, I would say either living a humdrum, boring life that you just want to get out of and you feel like you're just putting one foot in front of the other, or feeling like there's, or even further than that, where you go into depression and a sense of impossibility that makes every day a drudgery. And it doesn't have to be that way. There's this thing called your brilliance right there. And it's funny, I just realized I'm doing a telecall that starts on August 29th with no prerequisites. It's called Expressing Your True Greatness. And you can find that on my website, which is drdanehere.com, D-A-I-N-H-E-E-R, on drdanehere.com. And it truly is. It's called Expressing Your True Greatness. And it really is about us going through and discovering what our own brilliance actually is first, but then unlocking from wherever it started, whether it was a little kid or some other time, what doesn't allow that to now show up. Because it's one thing to recognize it's there. It's another thing to have the tools, which Access Consciousness actually provides, to undo what doesn't allow it to show up. And that's what we'll be doing. It's a 6 telecall series over 12 weeks.
Wow. And tell folks again how they can find out more about that. And as you know, I'm assuming that folks might have to register or not.
Yeah, they have to register. They need to go to, you go to drdanehere.com and / teleclasses, and or, you know, click on the teleclass link that's up there. And they can put in the register. They can get the information there. There's a video describing some aspects of what we'll cover on the call. And they can put in their information there and get registered if they're interested.
Awesome. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the questions you might ask in various situations. You know, what if you are in a situation that either is something you've created or something perhaps someone else has created, and you want to move past that stuckness and experience brilliance? When we come back, we'll give you some tools, some tips, some questions, and for Marcia, who just pinged me, Positively 4th Street is the Bob Dylan song, and I think it was 1965. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibility. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth color fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's Top Dentist. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America. And for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back, everyone. For those of you, again, go to accessconsciousness.com. Gary Douglas, Dr. Dane here, joining me here today. We're talking about brilliance, you know, and talking about it in the way that, for me, we each get to call forth that level of brilliance we want to have in our lives. And, you know, the question then becomes, how brightly do we want to shine? And what can we learn to do that? You know, Dr. Dane, you were talking during the break about, you know, how we are affected by the narrowness of someone's point of view. And I'd love for you to talk about that. And then perhaps love to be able to give folks some of the questions that might help them, you know, move ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the, you know, things we were talking about at break is it's like the person with the narrowest point of view is always the one who thinks their point of view is right. It's like their scope of awareness in the world doesn't actually encompass other people's points of view, nor do they care to. And it's funny because it's those people who truly have the capacity to express brilliance that also, part of that, from my point of view, is the willingness to encompass other people's universes and encompass the awareness of other people's points of view, not necessarily making them right or wrong. But the people that have that capacity for brilliance tend to bow into or give in to the people with the really limited points of view. And, you know, in my Being You, Changing the World book, one of the things I have in there is just because somebody is really fixed in their judgment and in their rightness of their point of view doesn't mean they're right just because they think they are. It just means they're a king or queen of judgment, and you don't have to buy it anymore. And what we could ask ourselves is, okay, what's really true for me here, number one? And also, what stupidity am I using to make this person's point of view valuable that I'm choosing?
When we ask those questions, right, we get, and this is what I love about that, because we get an instantaneous hit, so to speak. This is what I like to call it. I get an instantaneous hit that gives me something I haven't had before, and that is a new level of awareness. And I wanted to talk about that because, you know, I got to do a television show last week where I was asked about intuition, and I was asked about, you know, some of the things that I discovered along the way. And, you know, part of this is discovering that when you ask a question like that, something's going to shift. And I would like for you guys to talk a little bit about what that shift feels like or seems like for people.
Well, one of the things I'd like to recommend to people is one of the things that I've recommended for a long time. Ask this question. When you think something's wrong, ask, what is right about this I'm not getting?
Yeah.
Because when you ask, what's right about this I'm not getting, or even better, what's right about me I'm not getting, you come out of the wrongness of you, you come out of the thought that somehow there's something terribly bad about you, and you start to get what's right about you. Because when you ask the question, what's wrong with me, guess what? The only thing you can see is what's wrong with you. You can't see what's right about this situation and what's right about you that could change them. And that's the real brilliance, is the willingness to ask the question and to look at the question as to what is this going to create. And that creative capacity is what is rebuilt brilliance from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I was asking before, and I'd love you both to talk about it, is, you know, there are consequences, or so to speak, that are as a result of how we choose to live our lives. And the word consequence is pretty harsh. I mean, maybe we don't think they're consequences. I'll just speak for myself. You know, there are decisions I've made in my life where I have not come from the world of possibilities. I've come from the place of fear. You know, I've come from the place of resentment, so to speak. And I haven't been able to ask that question, you know, what's right about this? But now I do. And so it's almost like the movie Sliding Door, where, you know, if you get in a second sooner, your life goes in this direction. If you get in a second later, it goes in this direction. I would like to ask you about what each of you might share with our listeners to give them an idea of the things they might do today, if they're living in a place of scarcity and lack, and move from that to brilliance.
Well, from my perspective, it's like you ask the question, how did I create this?
Mm.
Not from the point of view of rightness or wrongness, but what choice did I make that sent me in this direction? Because the reality is, it's like if you get that, you create everything and you go, okay, so how did I create this? It's asking for the 10 seconds of unconsciousness. It created this mess that you're dealing with. When you start to ask for that, you begin to see all the places where you've chosen what kept the point of view in place that's led you to where you are now.
Hmm.
And one of the...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, Gary mentioned the question, what's right about this I'm not getting, or what's right about me I'm not getting. I think that's one of the greatest places we can go, because if we start to ask that, we start to come out of the wrongness that covers up our brilliance, because you can either choose your brilliance or choose the lie that you're wrong. Your choice, asking that question, opens up the possibility for going beyond the covering up of your brilliance to find out what's right about you and what's great about you that you're not getting.
Wow. What a great show. You know, I wake up in awe every day about my day and about my life. And I don't know that I ever sat down and thought that I would be able to have the most amazing life that I have today and the people I get to talk with, like you both. I want to thank you both for everything that you do, and thank you for, you know, the countless people around the world that you are helping step into their brilliance. Last question, what's your personal message? What would each of you like to leave us with here today? Gary, do you want to start?
Sure. I'd like everybody to know how great they truly are instead of thinking they are. You know, ask the question, how brilliant am I, and how much of that am I avoiding?
And if you didn't avoid it, what else would be possible? You know, the question I like to ask people, what if you truly being you are the gift and the change and the possibility this world requires? And that requires us to look at ourselves from a different place, that of truly having some brilliance and something to contribute that, if we actually allow ourselves to be it, creates a greater world for us and everyone around us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you both for joining me here today. What a great show. Please let folks know one more time about upcoming classes and some of the things that you're going to be up to. I know, Dr. Dane, you had a few things that you wanted to share with folks as well.
Yes. And, you know, the Expressing the True Greatness of You telecall, you can go to drdanehere.com. And there's also, you know, let's say you don't want the telecall or aren't ready for that yet, or are and want to get started, there's a free video series there. It's called the Being You video series. Actually, there's two. But it just has some real simple tools, some real simple access tools, questions, clearing statements, different things that you can use to get you started in that direction. So the telecall starts on August 29th, and you can go there and find out about it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for a fabulous show, and I will be talking with you soon.
Thanks, Dr. Pat.
There, Dr. Pat.
Oh, man, what a great show, everybody. Boy, turn that light on. Yep, it's about shining. It's about spreading that all around. And know that when you do, you will have an influence and an effect on someone else that maybe will pick up a little something that you've got going on. Thanks for tuning us in, turning us on. If you want to find out more about us, go to Facebook, The Dr. Pat Show. Go to Twitter, The Dr. Pat Show. And just go to the website, The Dr. Pat Show or TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This week's upcoming guest for The Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Monday, 10 a.m., Access Consciousness with co-host Dr. Dane Heer and Gary Douglas, The Gift of Brilliance. Tuesday, 10 and 11 a.m., Serena Dyer, daughter of Dr. Wayne Dyer and author of Don't Die With Your Music Still In You, talks about growing up with spiritual parents. Reverend Tabidi, CEO of ThePower.com, executive director of ThePower.org, and is best known as the inventor of the Personal Time Map System. Wednesday, 10 and 11 a.m., Galeos Cafe All-Purpose Dressings and Marinades, Galeos Miso Dressing. Paramahansa Jagadish, Worldwide Prayer Project, 3 minutes a day to change the world. Thursday, 10 and 11 a.m., make the spiritual connection with co-host Jennifer Farmer, Unleash the Psychic Within. Spiritual life coach Ari McIntyre.
Stay tuned and call in during the show, 1-800-930-2819. For more information, visit thedrpatshow.com.
And make sure to like and follow The Dr. Pat Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. Contests mentioned during this program are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not of the station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
And good day to you. Benny Mathers here for Look at Your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. We 405 northbound out of those S-curves. Slow going for you folks on the east side all the way up through the Kennedale Hill area. It will break free just after Southeast 64th. And over on the west side, just after the Boeing Field around West Seattle, it's jammed up and slow all the way up to the I-90. So for more traffic news and weather updates, please stay tuned at the top of each hour or visit 1150kknw.com. And also a friendly reminder to you, starting this Thursday, the practice of the Blue Angels as they're getting ready for Seafair weekend. So I-90 floating bridge will begin its closures on Thursday.
from 9:45 to about noon for the first closing. They'll reopen it for about an hour, and then it'll close once again around 1:15 to 2:40. And if you need more information about the rest of the closures for Friday and through the weekend, go ahead and hit up Washington State DOT's website at wsdot.wa.gov for more information.
NBC News Radio, I'm Marla Smigiris. As the United States calls for a ceasefire, the fighting between Israel and Hamas intensifies. NBC's Ayman Wahedin says one strike hit near Gaza's main hospital.
The first strike that happened at 5 p.m. targeted the yard that was at the outpatient clinic facility. That, again, was confirmed by NBC News team who was on the ground and according to local eyewitnesses.
The Israeli military says the explosion was a failed rocket attack launched by Gaza militants. Here at home, Dollar Tree has agreed to buy its rival store chain, Family Dollar, in an $8.5 billion deal. CNBC's Sarah Eisen.
As the economy has gone better, has improved, and people have been spending again, Family Dollar has been under pressure.
And several hundred thousand homes and businesses are without power after severe storms battered the Midwest overnight, the same system bringing rain and thunderstorms to New England today. This is NBC News.
Introducing Conquest Consciousness, The Ultimate Frontier, a new show Thursdays at noon. Host Jacqueline Conquest is a transpersonal psychotherapist, hypnotherapist, and researcher in consciousness and psychic phenomena. She'll enlighten and transform your thinking with profound metaphysical understandings and exciting guests. Call in for live readings, energy clearing, communication with angels, and to discuss metaphysics and UFOs. Tune in Thursdays at noon right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see some pretty toasty conditions out there today. High temperatures actually hovering around the mid-80s, maybe creeping up to about 87 or 88 for the highs today. Plenty of sunshine to go around. For tonight, a few high passing clouds at low temperatures dropping down to about 60. For Tuesday and pretty much the rest of the week, we'll see mostly sunny skies and high temperatures hovering in the mid-80s. Going to be a great week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9 Digital HD3 Seattle.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to another sunny day in Seattle, although I have to say that I really appreciated the big rain that we had last Wednesday. It was kind of a nice break from the monotony of sunshine. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week, I share a tool that can help you make authentic and lasting changes in your life, and then we open up the phone lines for your calls. So this is your chance to get some intuitive coaching on an issue or problem that's been keeping you stuck. And we also give away lots of free coaching sessions during the show, and so be sure to stay listening for your chance to win a free session with me. So first, we're going to start with our healing meditation, as we do each week at this time. And today, again, I'm just going to leave it open to whatever calls to you to be healed during this time. It can be a situation in your life. It can be a situation in the world. It can be physical pain. It can be emotional pain. It can be a group of people. Whatever is calling to you right now to help heal, you can focus on that during this time. And just open your heart and let the love and healing flow from you. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. Deep breath in and release. And thank you for participating in that. By joining together our energy, we really can make a big difference in the world. And that is why I do that healing meditation every week at the beginning of the show. So we are going to be taking calls later in the show after I do the light bulb moment. So if you have a situation or a problem you need some help with, you can start calling in now, and Benny will just take your information and leave you on hold until we're ready for the call. So if you want some on-air coaching, you can call in at 800-930-2819. And that's 800-930-2819. Well, if you were listening to the show last week, you may have noticed that it was an encore presentation, meaning a repeat of a show that I had done before. And the reason for that was that I moved about 10 days ago. And last year, you heard me talking a lot about getting ready to move. Last year at this time, a little bit earlier in the summer, I was putting my house up for sale and selling it and deciding where I was going to live and moving and all that good stuff. And I actually talked about it quite a bit on the show. And this year, I really didn't talk about it, I think, at all. I don't think I ever mentioned it at all that I was moving again. And the reason for that was that I felt like it was not a big deal. I mean, last year I had this whole progression of getting my house ready to put on the market, and part of that was getting rid of a bunch of stuff, then going through the process of selling the house, and then bringing back some stuff that I put in a pod once the house was sold, and figuring out what to do with that stuff, and figuring out where I was going to move, and just, it was a lot. It was really a lot. And so in comparison, this year seemed like it wasn't that big of a deal. But the reality is that I ended up really feeling stressed out. And so that's what our light bulb moment is going to be about this week, is that whenever we make a change, it can be stressful for us, whether we're consciously feeling like it's something that is going to create stress in our lives, and even if it's something we want to do, because I wanted to make this move and I was really excited about it, and still I ended up suffering from some stress around it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how that showed up for me, why that happened, and what we can do about it. So basically, you know, I moved last year. I had a one-year lease. You've heard me talk about living downtown and the pros and cons of that, even though it had been something that I had really wanted to do for most of my adult life. In the end, it turned out, yeah, that wasn't really where I wanted to stay, and that was fine. I was glad I did it. I was glad I had the experience, and it was time to do something different. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, because I had been through so much stress with everything the year before, there was so much more involved in moving last year, I really didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. Now, there was one thing that I was conscious was creating stress leading up to the move this year, and that was where I lived downtown, they were building a new high-rise across the alley from my building, and a few weeks before my move was scheduled, they had closed off the alley in order to do some work with the new building. And in addition to that, they had moved the dumpsters that were in the alley into the load unload zone for my building. So I'm going, okay, where is my moving truck going to go? Last year it went in the alley. Well, now the alley's blocked off. And in addition to that, the load unload zone is also blocked off. And so I went through some gyrations around trying to figure that out. And I actually did a pretty good job of getting to a place of going, you know what, I did the things I could do, and I'll do, you know, it didn't get resolved. It wasn't like I had an answer. And so I figured, you know, I'll just deal with it when the movers show up, which I did. Dealt with it. They did end up getting a parking ticket. But in the grand scheme of things, it was not that big of a deal. But then what happened for me was once I got moved, so this was on Thursday, 10 days ago, by the end of that day, I had a migraine. And I woke up the next morning with a migraine. And I still had stuff I had to do because I had cleaners coming to the old place, so I couldn't just chill out and relax. But part of what signaled to me, what the signal was for me that I had a migraine was like, oh, why is this going on? And in conjunction with that, I started feeling really down, kind of, I mean, I would almost say depressed. I mean, clinically, you don't call it depression until it's gone on for 6 weeks or something, but those feelings that you feel when you're depressed. And so it led me to a place of going, oh, what's going on here? Because I wasn't unhappy with the choice to move. I really was happy with it, and I was happy with how the move had turned out, and there wasn't really anything to be feeling stressed or unhappy about. And yet, that was how I felt. And so what that did for me was it made me have to say, okay, reminded me, I guess, that what happens is that we, even when we have a good move or rather a good change, that it is stressful for us. And the reason for that is that, you know, we're moving into something new and we have to make adjustments physically and emotionally and mentally. Plus, there is a piece of it where in order to change, to do something new, we have to let go of the old thing. And lots of times there's kind of a grief that is involved in that, that is not because we want to still be in that old place, but because it has been, you know, it's just the letting go process. Lots of times when we have to let go of something, we grieve it. And it doesn't mean we want to hold on to it. It just means that that's part of the process of letting go of it. And, you know, where I really recognized that this was all kind of rolled up in that Thursday, Friday time frame for me was when I was at my old apartment on Friday, the day after I moved with the cleaners. I was done. Everything was moved out. The apartment was cleaned. I could have just turned my keys in that day, and I wasn't ready to do that. And I actually waited almost another week before I went back, because I didn't have to be out of there until the 28th, which is today. But I waited almost another week before I went back, and so that really clued in for me also. I'm struggling a little bit with letting go of this, even though I really was ready to go. So those are some of the reasons that we might feel stressed even when we have a good change. We have to adjust. We have to adapt, and it's something new and unknown. And there is sometimes some fear there, even though it's something we want. And sometimes we have a hard time letting go of the old thing, or we have to grieve the old thing before we can really move forward. So what helped me was, first of all, just acknowledging that I was feeling stressed and acknowledging that, you know, my body was reacting by having a headache and my emotional life was reacting by feeling sad or depressed, and just acknowledge that and go, oh, okay, this is normal for this situation, so I shouldn't feel any differently. This is how I should feel right now. Another thing that helped me was getting back into my daily practices of meditation, grounding myself, and walking. And all the time I lived downtown, I really had gotten out of my routine of walking. Where I live now, it's very easy to go out and walk, and that really has helped me. And also cutting myself some slack in how quickly I needed to be done adapting. So for me, what that looked like was I didn't have to have all my boxes unpacked the next day. And in fact, here we are 10 days later, and I still have four that are partially unpacked, not completely unpacked. And just saying, you know, I will do this in the time frame I need to, and it's fine. I don't need to do it right now. And another thing that helped me was I decided to do an encore presentation of the show last week. Instead of having to, you know, gather my thoughts together and figure out what I wanted to do for the show and prepare it and then present it, when I was in that place of really transition. And so, again, kind of cutting myself some slack and saying, hey, you know, I don't have to be all things to all people every moment. And allowing myself to hold on to the keys to that old apartment for a few days and not feel like, oh, I have to be done with this right now. And finally, the thing that helped me was asking for help from friends and some of the practitioners that I work with, you know, just mainly just talking about how I was feeling and getting validation and support for that. So if you or when you are going through a change in your life that is something that you really want, and that can be something like, you know, going back to school, changing jobs, getting a promotion, having a baby, getting married. These are all really positive things in our lives, and they rate really high on the stress scale. That's what creates stress for us. So here's what you can do. You can, first of all, notice that you're feeling stressed. And some of the symptoms of this might be anxiety, not sleeping well, depression, irritability, just feeling emotional or teary, and allow yourself to grieve for the situation that you're leaving behind. So if you're having a baby, allow yourself to grieve for being childless and the freedom that comes with that. Allow yourself to grieve for your single life if you're getting married. And it's okay. It doesn't mean you still want that, but grieve it. And do the things that relieve stress for you personally. Some of those are exercise, meditation, and having some fun. And cut yourself some slack and ask for support. So we're going to take a quick break right now. I kind of wrapped that up quickly, but we can revisit it if we want to. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668. And visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How do you feel when you hear the word retirement? What does that mean? Good question. You are unique, and you deserve an individual plan to help you achieve your definition of retirement. Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial, invites you to attend a special evening to learn about how to more confidently make informed choices. Call Packman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, in Bellevue, Washington, at 425-372-4813 today for a formal invitation to the September 16th seminar. Hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies studies of the human aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. Today we're talking about change, good change, positive change, things we want in our lives that we're changing, and how it creates stress and what to do about that. And we'll talk some more about that as we go along here, but I do want to let you know the lines are open for callers. So if you need some help with something that's going on in your life, you can call in at 800-930-2819, and it might be related to a change in your life, or it could be about just a situation in your life that you need some help with. And a lot of my focus really is around discovering what your life purpose is and then using that to help you in your life with your life situation. So again, if you want some help with a problem you have, 800-930-2819. And I want to just go back for a minute and revisit kind of the last piece of the light bulb moment, that when change, when you're going through a positive change and you're experiencing stress, briefly, just I'm going to lay them out briefly. Here are the steps. First of all, notice that you're feeling stressed. Secondly, allow yourself to grieve for the situation that you've left behind. That's normal. Thirdly, do the things that relieve stress for you personally. And some common ones are things like exercise and meditation, and then just having some fun to take your mind off of things. Fourth, cut yourself some slack. Lots of time our stress is compounded by thinking we should just get over it and not feel stressed. So let yourself feel stressed. And lastly, ask for support from your friends, from your family, from practitioners that you work with that can support you in that way. So those are ways to work through having going through some stress when you're having a positive change. And once more, I just want to remind you that the lines are open for callers at 800-930-2819. So if you have a change you're making in your life, or maybe a change you're considering and you're feeling anxious about, that might be a good thing to call in about, 800-930-2819. Benny, do we have any callers or lines still open?
Lines are still open, so feel free to give us a jingle.
All right. Well, since we're waiting on callers, and I would certainly love to have people call in, but I've had a lot go on in my life in the last couple of weeks, and so I have other things I would love to share with you as well. One of the things that in the course of this move came up for me that was, it was partially a reminder of things I already knew, but it was also a new situation for me in a certain way as well. And what kind of the theme of that was is about energy has a life of its own. You know, everything in this world, in our existence, really is energy. That's what it all boils down to. We're energy. Our thoughts are energy. Our emotions are energy. Everything around us is energy. And so I've had some experiences related to the move that were reminding me of that and really having it show up for me in a different way. But just kind of to set the stage for you, I wanted to share with you, and I've talked about this on the show before, that I'm what's considered a highly sensitive person, an HSP. And that means that I am
may be more sensitive to the energy of others and the energy around me than the average person is. And this is something that I discovered about myself or really named for myself a couple of years ago. And at that time, I realized that I don't really have very good boundaries for the energy of others. And it's something I've been working on since then with the help of a couple of the practitioners that I work with around helping me to better be able to distinguish what is mine and what is somebody else's. And better, but I still stumble with that to a certain degree. And working with these practitioners, and I've talked about them on the show before, I have my energy healer, Wendy, that I work with, and my body talk person who does other kinds of energy work, also Pavitra. And lots of times what work I'm doing with each of them really dovetails. The things that come up are very related. And working with them has really raised my consciousness around that I need to really get better at setting these boundaries and really enforcing them. And with this move, I've been in a lot more social situations because I've moved to an area where I have some friends, and that's also reminding me of the difficulty that I have spending time with groups of people because of that issue. So that's something that I'm working on, and it comes into play with this piece that's really directly related to the move. And so Wendy is the energy healer that I work with, and the last time that I saw her, she suggested to me that when we get together next time that she come to my new apartment and do a house healing. And so she and some of her students came on Friday, and you know, I had never done this before. I had somebody do feng shui at my house several years ago, but I've never done the house healing piece before. And, you know, this is the piece about everything being energy that I had never thought about that is really new for me. And I'd never thought about the fact that energy from previous tenants gets left behind in the physical space. And I guess that if I thought about it, I'd know that, because that's kind of what ghosts are or hauntings are, is energy from previous people that gets left behind. And because I am sensitive to other people's energy and I don't always know what's mine and what is theirs, you know, in this new space, it was really affecting me. I was having a lot of trouble sleeping. And I also think it was part of the emotional thing I was going through where I said I was feeling depressed. And so Wendy and her students came and really did a lot with shifting the energy in the space. She gave me some techniques that helped me set that boundary and kind of protect myself from energy that doesn't belong to me. And she and her students also did work with releasing and dispersing the energy that isn't mine, that doesn't belong here in this space anymore. And at this point, it's probably 90% cleared. That's the number she gave me. And definitely I feel the difference. But the reason I was sharing it today is because it was just kind of a, to me, I hadn't thought about that there would be energy left over in this space that didn't belong to me. And so I was really grateful that she felt called to come and do the healing, which is why, you know, why she ended up here, was because it really needed it. And it's something for you to also think about. Is there energy in your space that doesn't belong to you that's affecting you, so that you can either set boundaries around it or find ways to disperse it so that it doesn't affect you anymore? So that was my experience with, it's not really ghosts or hauntings, but with energy, foreign energy in my space that was affecting me. So we're going to go ahead and take another break, and I do want to invite you to call in if you have some issues or problem that you need some guidance on, and I'd be happy to work with you on that. The calling number is 800-930-2819, and every caller gets a free 30-minute
individual session with me, and I do all my work by phone or Skype, so it doesn't matter where you are. So if you want a free session as well as some help on air, give a call at 800-930-2819. We're going to go ahead and take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Oranum.com. That's Oranum.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit Transformation Talk Radio. For show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about how even positive change and change that we're choosing in our lives can be stressful and what to do about it. And we're also taking your calls for any coaching that you might need with a problem or issue, and you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And I know we do have some callers waiting, so Benny, who do we have?
Yes, we'll take Kathy calling in from Seattle. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kathy.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good. How are you?
I'm well. So before we start, what is something in your life that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for being able to communicate my passions with others and connecting.
Good for you. That's great. And what is it that you'd like a little help with?
That's actually exactly why I'm calling it. I'm a crystal energy healer, and lately I've been kind of having changes in my life with struggling to find my voice as a healer
When I'm able to connect with others, you know, I'm just flowing and carefree. But yesterday I did a house clearing for my friend's mom. And, you know, I just can't tell the difference between when somebody is ready to hear something versus when I have to kind of cut back and tailor it to that individual because they're either not ready to hear it or they need to hear it in a sugar-coated way, if you know what I'm talking about.
Right. I do.
So I've been good at being straightforward and looking at holistically and being mindful and aware of my word choice and my tone. But lately, because of all the new energies I've been experiencing, like yesterday I had a flow of hot energy through me in one part in the house, I didn't quite know what it was, and it took me by surprise. And I think they were a little bit freaked out by what I was experiencing, and I didn't know what it was until I said, hey, I have to take a step out and see what this is. But I could tell that I was instilling fear in them, or they had a fear reaction
right
to me. And I sometimes kind of close down and shut that part of me. And so I'm just kind of at a loss because something I love doing, communicating with others and connecting, it's changing and shifting, and it's unknown territory. Can you please help me with this?
Well, I will do the best I can to help you with that. So, when you look back on what happened yesterday, in retrospect, would you have done anything differently?
I think I would have grounded and centered myself more.
Okay. So to begin with,
mm-hmm.
is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or when that experience happened?
Exactly. Because it took me by surprise.
Right. And, you know, and I mean, I want to start out by saying that my my perspective on things is that when in doubt, be authentic. And I appreciate what you're saying, too, that sometimes people are not ready to hear the depth of it, of whatever it is. And you have to kind of lead them down, you know, baby steps kind of thing. And so I do appreciate that, and I appreciate that you're sensitive to your clients in that way. Now, do you feel like that you realize, okay, I could have grounded and centered better or more? Is that something that you could have been aware of in that moment?
Yes.
Okay.
But I chose not to, I think, or at least I wasn't aware of it at that time.
Okay. Because, you know, part of what I'm thinking about is that it sounds like that you're in this place of your abilities or your sensitivities are expanding. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so, yeah, it might be a little bit of a trial and error kind of period with how you're going to deal with that. And I do think that it's a great goal to have to be able to communicate and present the information in a way that the client can take it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that it's part of where you're at right now, and this really is about change like we're talking about, is that you need to cut yourself a little bit of slack at not doing it perfectly.
Mm, okay.
So I think that going back like we just did and saying, okay, what would I have done differently is a useful exercise from the perspective of being able to do it differently in the future, but not from the perspective of saying, I should have been beating yourself up.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, that does. Thank you very much.
So as long as we're talking about this, because this is really related to, you know, I was talking about my energy healer coming and doing the house healing with me, would you like to share how people can find you if they want this kind of work done with you?
Oh,
Yeah, so right now I live in Seattle, and I'm a Kriya Yoga teacher and a crystal energy healer. And you can contact me at kathy.pham@gmail.com, and that's kathy.pham@gmail.com. And thank you very much.
Well, you know, I always like to be able to, you know, things that I have found useful in my life, I like to share with other people as well. So I'm glad that you called in. Is there anything else that you want to touch upon before we say goodbye?
Yeah, it's just like being able to find my, I feel as if I'm stuck in the old paradigm and I'm shifting to a new one. Is there anything you can say for anyone, including myself, of an exercise, something to help keep us, I don't know, grounded, centered, and stable during these times of massive changes?
You know, the thing that immediately popped into my mind is something that even when it's not as large as a paradigm shift, but we can do on smaller scale as well, but it also works along the spectrum, is, you know, when we go through change, there is fear involved because it's fear of the unknown. We haven't been there before. We haven't done it before. And part of what I like to remind clients of is that in our bodies, chemically, fear and excitement have the same chemical reaction in our bodies. And so when you start to feel fearful about either the unknown or something's happening that's new for you and you don't feel in control of it, or, you know, it feels like eek, can you shift that feeling to one of excitement? Here's something new that I'm excited about.
Wow, that's actually a really good perspective. I think I'll try practicing that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, you know, I use that a lot myself when I remember, because we're not always good at remembering these things when we need them the most. And it really is very helpful. So try that and see how that works for you. And before you go, Kathy, something else that you're grateful for that you'd like to share.
I'm grateful that I can be real, raw, and authentic about my vulnerabilities and my dreams.
Good. Grateful that you can have your life purpose playing out. That's something that I'm grateful for you as well. So, well, thanks so much for your call, and wish you well.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. All right. Well, we've just got a few minutes before a break, so we're not going to take another call just yet. But I do want to just come back to what I was talking about, kind of woven in with the everything is energy conversation, was this idea of being a highly sensitive person and the fact that, you know, this is something that I have come to understand about myself. And I want to share with you some of the ways, or some of the, things that you might notice about yourself so that you can see, is this something that's happening for you? Are you a highly sensitive person and being affected by energies that don't belong to you? And for me, there's a whole list of things, and gosh, I wish I had the website name in front of me, which I don't, but you can Google highly sensitive person, and you'll get a list of things that are symptoms or indicators of this. I don't want to call it symptoms because that makes it sound like a disease, but indicators of it. And some of the things that I related to is that I'm easily overwhelmed by bright lights, crowds, loud noises, or strong smells. And this is part of what I've really been noticing as well since my move, being in social situations with larger groups of people. And to me, larger, I identify as like more than three, but, you know, maybe 10 people. I do start to feel overwhelmed and really kind of exhausted. And I notice that 2 hours is kind of my limit of being in that size of a social gathering. So another indicator is that you startle easily. So this could be
again, the loud noise thing, but, you know, that it really startles you. Another indicator is that you need to withdraw from the world after a busy day because you're feeling exhausted or overwhelmed. And this is one, for me, that didn't used to be true. And then when I changed careers and I became a psychotherapist and coach, and I was working with people and their energies all day long, it did start to affect me that way. And I felt kind of like I went from being an extrovert to being an introvert, because it was, at the end of the day, I just needed to have that time alone to myself. But I've come to understand it doesn't have to do with extrovert or introvert. It has to do with this highly sensitive person thing. And then the other piece that I talked about for myself a little bit before is that other people's moods affect you. And that can come from this thing of not being able to, or not having learned yet how to set boundaries appropriately, so that you aren't distinguishing what's yours and what is someone else's. So those are just a few things that might help you identify if you're a highly sensitive person. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about being an HSP and what some of the gifts are that go with it as well. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. If you want to call in and get some coaching after the break, the number is 800-930-2819. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
If you're lost in a home, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your path be the sound of your feet upon the ground.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we've been talking about making good changes or positive changes in our lives and how that can still be stressful and how you can manage that stress when those changes are going on. And the caller we just spoke to, Kathy, one of the things she asked about was with these really kind of quantum shifts that are going on for lots of us individually and in the world in general, are there ways that we can make that more easeful? And my suggestion to her and suggestion to you, and this works with all level of change, is that in our bodies, when we feel fear, that's the same chemical reaction as excitement. And so when you notice yourself feeling fearful about a change or a shift that's happening and it feels uncomfortable or it's unknown and you don't know, you know, what to expect, see if you can change that feeling of fear and name it excitement. I'm excited about this new thing that's happening, even though I don't know what it's going to look like. I know that it's going to be great, and I'm excited about it. So that's one tool that you can use to start making shifts and feel more easeful with these big changes that are going on in the world and in a lot of us individually right now. So I want to come back to talking about highly sensitive people and myself as an HSP a little bit more before we wrap up the show today. And, you know, I'm going to just tell you my story about how I discovered I was an HSP so that that might resonate for some of you who don't identify that way yet. And it might be, oh, have the light bulb go on and yeah, oh, I get that. And what happened for me where I really got it was about 2 years ago. I was at a three-day mastermind out of town with the person who was my mentor for my business at the time. And it was a small group mastermind. There were only five of us. But at the end of the first day, and it was all day, it was like from maybe it didn't start at 8, but 9 to 5, I went back to my hotel room and I just started crying. I felt really overwhelmed and exhausted. And we were all meeting to go to dinner after that. We had like a break of maybe an hour where we went back to our rooms and then we were meeting to go to dinner. So when we went to dinner, I was talking about what had happened. And my mentor said, oh, here's what I think is going on for you. And I don't remember if at the time she used the term HSP, but it came up for me again very soon after that. And she also gave me a technique that she has used in order to kind of shield herself in the world. And so I had that awareness, and I actually did some sessions with a hypnotherapist who specializes in working with HSPs. And about 2 months later, I was at another event with this mentor, and this one was big. There were probably 50 people in the room. And I was good. I was feeling fine. And then what happened was all of a sudden I wasn't feeling fine. And what I noticed was that there was a person who had come and sat right behind me who consciously I found to be kind of annoying. And I think energetically, she was someone who was, you've heard the phrase, sucked all the air out of the room. One of those kind of people. Well, she took up way more than her share of the space energetically. And at that point, I realized, okay, this is that HSP thing. And I also related back to a couple months earlier at the mastermind, there was a person in the room there, even though it was a very small gathering of only five people, who did the same thing. And so that was where I started really getting clarity around, number one, that I get really affected by other people's energy and certain people in particular, and that I'm not really good at shielding myself from it, and started learning some tools of how to do that. So if that's something that's going on for you, I really encourage you to look for some tools. You can go online and search for highly sensitive person or highly sensitive people, and you'll find lots of information online about it, and it'll probably give you some tools there as well. And there are certain practitioners that either specialize in it or just the nature of what they do lends itself to that. And so, as I said, I saw a hypnotherapist who specializes in it. She's in the Seattle area, so you can look that up. My energy healer I work with, just the nature of what we do, a lot of that is setting boundaries energetically. And so that has helped me really deal with it a lot as well. And so I encourage you, if you feel like you get easily overwhelmed by other people, that would be something to look into that would help you just feel more easeful in those kinds of situations, as well as helping you know what is yours and what isn't yours. Because who wants to deal with other people's stuff? We got enough of our own stuff to deal with without taking on everybody else's. So before we wrap up the show for today, I do just want to share a few pieces of information with you. So I have on my website a free report called Top 5 Ways to Get Unstuck. And I want to just remind you that that's there. It's on the homepage. So if you go to the laurellongleyshow.com and then click on home, it takes you to the homepage for my coaching practice. And this is down at the bottom on the homepage, and you can sign up for that. You get it immediately as a PDF in your email. You get a link to that. I think you can download it as well. And the reason I'm telling you about this is because my whole mission in life here is really to help you get unstuck from that place that you don't want to be and start making those shifts and changes in your life. And so this little report will give you lots of good information on tools that you can try on your own and see if it helps for you. The other thing I want to remind you is that my coaching practice now is really very focused on helping you figure out what you're here on earth to do, what your life purpose is, and then how do I use that information when I'm feeling stuck or when I'm feeling stressed or when things just aren't working well for me. Knowing your life purpose can really be a huge help in dealing with any issues and obstacles in your life. And so I offer a free 15-minute consultation where we'll talk about what it is that you need, and then I'll tell you what I have to offer that might fit that, or if I feel like something else is a better fit for you, I'm happy to make referrals as well. And so you can get a free initial consultation. You can sign up right online when you go to the laurellongleyshow.com. In the banner at the top of the page, you'll see something that says, I don't have it in front of me, but basically, you know, are you struggling with your life purpose? I think that's what it says. And if you go there, you can just sign up right away to get that free 15-minute consultation. And I do all my sessions by phone or Skype, so it doesn't matter where in the world you are. We can figure it out and find a time to connect. And I just want to remind everyone also that gratitude, to me, is the biggest way to start making shifts in our lives. If we're unhappy where we are, start practicing gratitude for what you do have. And I would give you an assignment for the next week at bedtime. Write down 5 things each day. Write down 5 things for which you're grateful and see how that makes a shift in your life. Well, I want to thank all of you for listening and thank Kathy for calling in so that all of you could benefit by her experience as well. And I want to thank all of you for listening each week. I'm really happy to connect with you in this way. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelaurellongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.